Most college students are about halfway through the fall semester, but at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, one new class started just last week. It's microeconomics as a video game. The entire class is a computer game that students can play online to earn 3 college credits. NPR's Nell Boyce reports on Econ 201.
On the first day of a new college class, usually the professor takes attendance, hands out a syllabus, and warns everybody not to plagiarize. But for students taking Econ 201, it's totally different.
On the edge of the universe, a tiny speck of light catches the attention of a Sarbonian colony ship.
These students don't even come to class. They use the internet to log onto a computer game. It starts with a movie about an alien ship headed to a post-apocalyptic Earth.
But then, the unexpected happens. And now, the economics of survival is all that matters.
This is a game in which the students are literally immersed in a story, and they take on the role of a character.
That's Professor Jeff Sarbaum. The Sarbonian aliens are named after him.
So all the reading material, all the content, all the examinations and homeworks, if you will, are built inside the engine of the game.
The Sarbonians come from a world that knows no scarcity. They crash land on Earth, and so the students have to grapple with economic challenges. How to make and distribute goods, how to trade with another group of aliens. Sarbaum says professors often use simple classroom games to teach economic concepts. The Sarbonians take that to a whole other level.
I believe we're the first one to fully immerse students in a narrative story and treat the whole course as a game.
Creating the course was a 2-year effort that involved dozens of people, from drama students to computer programmers. Now, many popular computer games, like Civilization and SimCity, contain challenges that are economic in nature. But Sarbaum says it's hard to use these games to teach economics because they don't explicitly explain economic theories.
What we need to do is explain to them exactly what it is they're experiencing. You know, this is what you're experiencing, and this is how an economist would describe this situation.
In the microeconomics game, a robot acts like a tutor. And as the game goes on, the characters talk more and more like economists.
We build up an inventory that can support us in the absence of laborers, and we can justify the opportunity cost.
Sarbaum says it was his 8-year-old son who convinced him that video games were a solid approach to education. His kid hates to do math problems on paper, but give him a math video game,
he will play for hours on end, and the kinds of math problems that he's being required to solve are the same.
Sarbaum isn't the only one to have noticed the compelling nature of computer games. This week, the Federation of American Scientists released a report saying that sophisticated games could transform education. Kurt Squire studies educational games at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says they got a bad rap in the 1980s, when the first games were just boring, high-tech flashcards. But over the years, game designers have developed much better programming tools.
That has made, like, an action game, a 3D action game for learning, actually commercially viable.
Video games seem especially promising for students who don't do well in a typical classroom. Still, Squire says it will be important to study whether students can take a skill learned in a game and use it in the real world.
Honestly, there's still not much research along those lines.
That's why Jeff Sarbaum wants to compare students who learned microeconomics in a classroom with his students who learned about it while pretending to be a green space alien. Nell Boyce, NPR News.